Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Blessed be the name, oh blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, yes, blessed be the name. My friends, tonight, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of days, strengthening you and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Luke chapter 11, verses 21 through 22. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson, God's watchman, unto you. Amen. On this program, you get the truth instead of worldly comments and worldly ways as others who just do not have Yahweh's Spirit. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your tithes, love gifts, and offerings support, just as a true spiritual church needs them, without which neither the church or this program can exist, and that's the truth. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 through 17. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited his blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Watchman comment. Oh my, my dear friends, please do not do anything in the last days, the end times we live in, that will get you rejected like Esau. That is a scenario of the last days ahead if I have ever read one out of the Holy Scripture. Isaiah sold his birthright for one morsel, meaning a tiny, tiny portion of meat. And in these last days, that is exactly what is going to start happening as the peoples of the earth get so very hungry. They will do anything for even a morsel, a tiny portion of meat, to dispel their hunger. If only for a short time, they will take the mark of the beast, but that's permanent, don't you know? The unsaved will easily and quickly take 666, the mark of the beast. But what about the saved, especially those who said the prayer but never lived properly as a Christian should? Unfortunately, many shallow so-called Christians will take the 666 mark morsel also. But what about me, Brother Johnson, you might say? Well, I can tell you this for sure. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. My friends, that means you trust Yahweh to guide, direct, and keep you unto the end. Have faith, stand firm. The Lord God Almighty is able to save all that are His. Amen? My listening friends, never, ever, ever fail the grace of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God. That word diligently means to look or watch carefully as church elders watch over the church, and never fail the grace of God. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's watch diligently on this program and never fail Yahweh's grace. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 3-0. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yes, for it is a time of restoration, saith the Lord, for my church. Even though it is a time for destruction and wrath upon the world, I have restoration for my remnant of people that are believing in me. Be as that one who is totally restored, saith the Lord, for I am preparing my bride to be without spot and wrinkle. I only say unto my bride, hear my voice, and believe my words, and trust me when I say unto you, soon I shall come, saith the Lord.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version, because on this program, you always get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the opinions or doctrines of men. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. Watchman comment. My friends, like David, whom Yahweh allowed to escape Saul, you may have some who also mean you harm today, but you also can escape like David escaped. I know I have escaped in like manner many times. I had one Bible school group send spies to discredit me, and they went back with false stories because they could find no fault in me. And then they were proven false by Yahweh. But that, too, stood the test of time, as I stood on faith in God's grace. Amen. The false prophets were eventually exposed, not by anything I did or by anything I said, but by their own deceit and cunning lies. For eventually they were exposed by those very same lies that they themselves told. Unlike those Saul sent, they did not prophesy true as Saul's spies did before Samuel, but in the end, just like Saul, my Sauls had truth revealed unto them, amen. So stand strong, my friends, and never fail Yahweh's grace. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Get ready, my friends, get ready. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Amen. Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and is our WOW Walk on Water sponsor for this program. I know the times are tight and many have nothing to give, but I also know there are those like Philip who can give, and that's the truth. So if that's you, please pray and send whatever God tells you. It will make it possible for others who cannot give to hear this program because you gave to keep it on the air. Amen and amen. Father, I just thank you for Philip stepping out in faith tonight, as he has many times, Lord. And just bless him, Lord, and encourage him and all the things that he's going through and all the things he will go through in the times of the end. For Father, he needs your strength, as do I and every listener on this program tonight. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. A New York court has ruled body fluids are not deadly weapons. A 48-year-old HIV-positive New York man who is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to assaulting a police officer has officially been vindicated of those charges, setting a shocking new precedent in the state of New York. A top court in the Empire State has ruled that even though the HIV-infected man bit a police officer's finger, thereby possibly transferring the deadly HIV/AIDS disease and exposing him to that potential deadly virus, neither body parts nor body fluids can be considered dangerous instruments in aggravated assault charges, even when they are used during a crime. Watchman comment. Now that is a very dangerous court precedent. For if an HIV/AIDS positive person even spits in your eye, you can get AIDS. And they used to do that until it was made illegal. Now that it is legal, it will begin happening all over again. These perverts want to take others down with them in their sin with their sinful disease, HIV/AIDS. Continuing. Vaccinated children have up to 500% more disease than unvaccinated children. Suspicions have been confirmed for those wary of vaccinating their children. A recent large study corroborates other independent study surveys comparing unvaccinated children to vaccinated children. They all show that vaccinated children have 2 to 5 times more childhood diseases, illnesses, and allergies than unvaccinated children. Watchman comment, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman Now? If you don't believe me, check out the www.vaccineinjury.info website. That's www.vaccineinjury.info, just like it's spelled, website, all one word. Continuing. Proposed international trade rules would give corporations the power to overrule governments. As long and as hard as some nations, especially the United States, have fought through the years to achieve and maintain independence, it's mind-boggling to think that they would ever voluntarily surrender that sovereignty. And yet, many seem unwilling to do just that, according to newly exposed international trade rules that would give transnational corporations the kind of rights once reserved only for governments. Under the new rules, which were drafted by a collective of 9 nations working to form the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, the international corporations would have special authority to challenge countries' laws, regulations, and court decisions in international tribunals that circumvent domestic judicial systems. Watchman comment. My friends, TPP is just another name for NAFTA, N-A-F-T-A, which I warned you many times long ago would come back under a new cover name. Do you believe my warnings now? NAFTA? TPP? Same thing. Continuing. Radioactive buckyballs from Fukushima invade California beaches. The tiny, stout buckyballs, which resemble soccer balls, are said to have been formed when the water hit the superheated, primarily uranium oxide fuel in the damaged reactors at Fukushima in Japan. In this goo, buckyballs are formed, loaded with uranium and able to move quickly through the water without disintegrating. Today, radiation levels at both the Los Angeles and Santa Monica sites are about 5.3 times the norm. The Santa Monica monitoring site transmits radiation readings to the LA Basin area 24/7. Even worse, radiation readings in LA and Santa Monica during the 42-day period between December 2011 and January 2012 strongly suggest that radiation is increasing in the region, including along the coast of Ventura County. A recent study disclosed that the radioactive buckyballs were hardy and potentially able to transport uranium over long distances. My, oh, my. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman Now? I pray that you do. I just quit eating California oranges, and I don't want those things anymore, and I love them. Oh, dear me. Continuing. Medicine Mafia style. Is your doc on the big pharma payroll? Federal whistleblower lawsuits have charged that drug companies reward cash to doctors who dole out prescriptions for their drugs. Big pharma companies such as Merck and Eli Lilly have disclosed that $258 million in payments nationwide have gone to doctors. And another just like that, doctors and patients rarely hear about important drug recalls. Dozens, if not hundreds, of pharmaceutical drugs are recalled every single year because of contamination or adverse side effects. But many pharmacists and healthcare providers never get the memo, according to a new study published in the Journal Archives of Internal Medicine. And another, oh my goodness, water supply contaminated with antidepressants may cause autism. A report by the University of Idaho, USA, claims that antidepressants in drinking water can trigger the condition in people that have a genetic disposition to autism spectrum disorders. My. I hesitate to tell you how they got in there. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts. Apple's eagerly awaited iOS 6 update for iPhones and iPads will include controversial government alerts that some fear are part of the federal government's takeover of communication networks. Oh boy, and another. In his own words, Obama says he is a constitution-violating dictator. In a video, Obama laments that he cannot rule by authoritative fiat and bypass Congress and the American people. He states that despite laws enacted by Congress and the American people, he will do what he wants, or rather what his globalist handlers want. David Axelrod said the Obama administration will call for destroying the First Amendment in order to stifle and criminalize his critics. Now is the time for a move to not only impeach this president, but put him on trial for high crimes and misdemeanors. The U.S. Congress, becoming increasingly irrelevant, needs to act before it is too late. Continuing. Now Barack Hussein Obama is going to unilaterally cut U.S. nukes. Again. The Obama administration announced recently that the U.S. military, under Barack Hussein Obama's orders, is going to seek to gut the U.S. nuclear arsenal to as few as just 1,000 warheads. My, oh my. Is this guy selling America out? Sure he is. Continuing. This is sharply below what is required by the 2010 U.S.-Russia Nuclear Arms Treaty, which called for cutting the U.S. nuclear stockpile in half to around 1,500 warheads. Watchman comment, I told you about that back then, and that even 1,500 was too small, and now Russia has more than 1,500. I believe it's about 2,000 or more. Obama is destroying America as a sovereign nation, putting every freedom-loving American at risk of a nuclear attack. The more nuke warheads Obama destroys, the more it makes America more vulnerable. Did not Russia threaten last year to build up its nuclear strike capabilities? Are not China and other Asian countries engaging in a nuclear arms race and build-up of nuclear arms? How about this? Both former and current strategic command leaders have warned against cutting back. My, oh my, is World War III about to start? Will there be anybody left after it's over? Continuing. Obamacare and in-school abortion clinics. Planned Parenthood could be coming to a school near you if Obamacare goes through. In the Barack Hussein Obama healthcare programs, they actually provide millions of dollars for sex education in the schools and for school-based clinics established in the schools. And if you read the wording of the document really carefully, Planned Parenthood is one of just a few organizations who could qualify to run these in-school clinics. Obamacare also includes additional funding to finance abortions. My, oh my. Continuing. U.S. kids getting more ADHD drugs, fewer antibiotics. Experts say antibiotics are commonly used to treat infections caused by viruses, although they only work against bacteria. That has fueled the growth of drug-resistant superbugs, or so they say. However, the new report has also found an uptick in the use of some drugs in children with stimulants for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, leading the pack. My, oh, my. And they wonder why they have all these autistic kids. It's the vaccines, folks. Continuing. Now, Pentagon celebrates homosexual behavior. There's the story about the Marine veteran who said, I joined the Marines and homosexual behavior was illegal. Then they made it optional. I'm getting out before they make it mandatory. Just a joke? Perhaps. But. The U.S. military, which only months ago moved to advance homosexual behavior by eliminating the long-standing don't ask, don't tell policy, has surged forward with special support for homosexual members. They declared June as Gay Pride Month for the armed forces, and they planned a festival to honor troops of both genders who practice homosexual behavior. Though the details took a lot of working out, the event reportedly carried the same weight and significance as other military events that pay tribute to ethnic groups and their contribution to the U.S. military. Watchman comment, I warned you this would happen. Open homosexuals in the military? Do you believe me now? The whole military is going to be completely homosexual because the straight people are going to leave as soon as they can. And my friends, do you realize how dangerous that will be for you and me once these homosexual soldiers become forces in our local, state, and national governments? My, oh my, continuing. The number of the beast is coming to prime television. 666 Park Avenue is the name, promoting the number of the Antichrist. Fresh off canceling the blasphemous Christian mocking show GBC, ABC is now set to premiere 666 Park Avenue in its fall 2012 lineup. Based in an extravagant luxury apartment where a young couple comes looking for work as managers and meet the building owners who are witchcraft practitioners working for Satan. And the show's numerical title is a promotion of the Antichrist. And also at the ominous address of 666 Park Avenue, anything you desire, of course, can be yours. Watchman comment, isn't that a lie of Satan? Doesn't he tell everybody that so he can get them under his wing and take them to hell? My. Continuing. The mark of the beast is described in detail in Revelation chapter 13. The word for mark in the Greek is charagma, which means a stamp or imprinted mark. So the mark will be some kind of imprint into the hand or the forehead. Spiritually, the mark of the beast will represent making full allegiance to the Antichrist and to Satan. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week to help pay the bills for radio time, as there really is a need right away. The past 2 months have been short. We're coming into July, and I can't take another hit for another month. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Love gifts have fallen off. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed as I wrap up this program. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. In the above passages, God had something to say to Elijah. He first allowed some powerful and noisy manifestations, those things which might have easily been mistaken for his voice. Then a strong wind, so strong in fact that it tore the mountain apart right before Elijah's very eyes. After that, the earthquake followed. And if that wasn't enough, a fire. I would say by the time these massive elements had passed, Elijah might have been a little distracted, don't you think? But the Lord wasn't in any of them, and Elijah, the true man of God, was not shaken or foiled into thinking those things being done were what Yahweh was saying. Doing, yes, but not saying. So then God spoke to Elijah in that familiar, still, small voice. And I believe that God still speaks in that still small voice today, because I hear it. But are many of you able to hear him with all the craziness around you and me? It is so necessary to tune out the noise so we can hear Yahweh. Amen. When God has our full attention, not only can we come to know him better, but we can receive the direction we've been looking for. Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Right now, just ask you to pray this little prayer. Lord Jesus, right now, I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart, to save me, to clean me up, to make me the new creature that your word tells me I can become. Help me, Lord, to live for you and to work for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, please let the program, Brother Johnson, know, and he will let us know. God is still working out there in the world today.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in Wednesday to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350 Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. Just look for the Contact Us. Thanks for tuning in to the Signs International Radio Program, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you in these last days. Here is the address to write again. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 13797.
Hi, my name is Shepard from Columbus, Ohio. I want you to know you're coming in very well on my Grundig 800 on 4.840. I'm glad you gave your address on your message because the signal conveniently went south every time you gave the address. But I want to thank you also for not being a 501c3 de facto government church in violation of the Constitution. There are few and far between ministries such as yours, number one, that are telling the truth, number two, that are not a government agency. Much appreciated, brother. Bye.
Thank you, my dear brother. I sure did appreciate that call. Maybe the enemy didn't want you to get the address so that you could write and possibly support the program. But you know how it is. The enemy's always there attacking. And I'm not a 501c3 ministry. Never will be. I'm not going to connect my program or my ministry to the government. Amen. Maranatha, my friends. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air, and that's the truth. Attention, my friends, I would really appreciate it if you could listen to the repeat of tonight's program on frequency 9265 on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. And let me know if you can hear that frequency. It's 9265 Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. I sure would like to hear from some of my friends who call in on this program and letting me know that they can hear that or they can't. That station's a little weaker, so it's on the East Coast, so some East Coast folks might not be able to hear it. Thank you again. I would really appreciate a call right after the program telling me you heard 9265 and your state. Please try to keep it short so others can call in. Be blessed. Here's the number. Call in and record your radio check or comment. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support for this program that is so desperately needed. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, my friends. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.